Number three.
From the Milwaukee County Department of Veteran Services, submitting an informational report regarding payment for leased space at the Veterans Affairs Hospital from August 1st, 2010 to November 30th, 2011. This item also went to the Committee on Finance and Audit, informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning. Welcome.
Hi there, ma'am. Good morning.
You could please introduce yourself.
My name is Jim Duff. I'm with the Milwaukee County Veterans Service Office, and I came to answer any questions or provide any additional information on the report.
Okay. Do you want to give us just a brief overview of the report?
Certainly. We have been occupying space on the VA grounds for approximately 7 years, originally under an agreement, working arrangement with the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs. Last summer, the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs decided to vacate that agreement and relocated their operations. We began to negotiate a lease with the VA, the federal VA, to remain on the VA grounds. That proposed lease was vetted through the our corp counsel, and then was given back to the VA. The local VA had to forward it to Washington for their approval. That approval process took close to a year to occur. Earlier this summer, it came back approved by the federal VA, but at that point in time, the local VA exercised a provision in the proposed lease that allowed them to reclaim the office space if they needed it for their medical needs, and they did. So they gave us 120 days to vacate that property, which is approximately November 30th. Meantime, they also declined to provide or to engage in a formal lease process. So since August 1st, we have not paid any of the monthly lease payments through this date, and of course we're obligated through November 30th. There is no impact on the tax levy. We have funds in the current budget, and we also encumbered funds from 2010 for the lease payments that are due from that particular year.
Very good. Are there any comments or questions from committee? Supervisor Lipscomb?
Just a quick question. It says you're looking for alternative space in the area. Do you mean on the grounds or in the neighborhood?
That's our preference. We're looking at all possible locations. We're looking at 28th and Wells at the county property there, 1220 West Valete. We're also looking at a commercial property adjacent to the VA grounds. There is no current space on the VA grounds to accommodate us. They've always had space limitations there, both parking and office space, so it's very tight there. Our preference is to remain on or near the VA grounds. Historically, we had been in the county courthouse for generations. Immediately upon relocating to the VA grounds, our weekly customer count doubled and has remained that or higher since we've relocated to the VA grounds. That's a place where veterans cluster. It's a place where they come to, both disabled vets and needy veterans. For us to go any distance from the VA grounds is going to reduce the amount of service we provide to veterans. So my preference right now, based on the available properties, is a commercial space that we're looking at, which is a block away on the same side of the street as the VA grounds. And we'll be bringing that lease, whatever lease we're going to be proposed to enter into, back before the appropriate committee of the county board at that time.
Thank you. Supervisor Rice?
Thank you. And I apologize if I wasn't paying sufficient attention, but if you could just explain the situation again. So you've been in this space in 2010 and 2011. The lease, while it may never have been committed to written form, expires at the end of November, and VA has indicated that they need the space for other purposes. I understand that. So what's the economic issue? You said there's $1,113.59 per month for the space. Has not been paid previously, is being paid, or
That's correct. The policy of the county is to pay only on with a signed lease for the payments. And the VA, federal VA, understands that. They have not complained or queried us on it. We've just kept them informed that we could not pay a lease until we had a signed agreement.
Right.
We're not going to get a signed agreement. So we have presented this letter to the county board to let them know what is in fact the situation that presents itself to us, that we did enter into a tenant-landlord relationship, and we did occupy the space in good faith, and so the lease payments are due to the VA. And we do have funds in the budget to pay them. However, they're not going to provide a formal lease for that payment, for that arrangement.
Yeah, so they've invoiced us?
Excuse me, sir?
They've invoiced us? They've invoiced us? You said
yes, sir, they have invoiced us. They invoice us every month.
Without a lease in place?
That's correct.
And our intention is to do what?
To pay the lease.
But the policy of the county is that we only will pay pursuant to a lease.
That's correct.
So what's the solution? Are we going to...
Well, the VA is not going to provide that lease, so what we're hoping that the board will come to an understanding that we entered into a relationship in good faith, presuming that a formal lease would be signed. That is not going to occur. Nonetheless, we've occupied the property in good faith, and they have operated in good faith with us, that the lease payment should be paid.
I see. Have you had discussions with Corporation Counsel or somebody else to get some legal guidance as to what the proper procedure is? Yeah.
Yeah, we've been in conversation with them and with the administration.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. There's no further comment or question. Thank you for coming, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, ma'am.
Item number four.